the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Hey, that's okay, but we've entered into something else. I'm going to show you. We've entered into something else. Everything changes here. The game changes. You know, we're driving on the right side of the road. Amen. Now, at high altitudes, atoms and molecules are electrically charged, creating what we call photoionization at a distance of about 50 miles high into this sphere. 50 miles into this sphere, there's what you call photoionization. Photo. That means pictures. That means images. Do you know the bridge from the seen realm into the unseen realm is imagination? That's why the dominant image that you carry is either going to hinder you or propel you into destiny. How do you see you? In light of what God said. That's why he told Joshua, keep the word before your eyes. Keep it in your mouth. Imagination, that's the bridge. That's the fellow that will order your subconscious. Here, photoionizations, images. How do you see you? Where do you see you? How do you see your future? In spite of what's going on in the environment. Here, the economy doesn't dictate how you invest or whether you prosper or not. Hello? I said the economy doesn't. These men, they're just guessing anyway. They don't know. God will have you do things in the midst of stuff. You've heard my testimony. I remember long ago, and I'll be real brief with this, but we received some money from a job. We invested when we first started. My wife and I were working in the same place. We invested a few thousand or something dollars. I forget exactly what it was in, you know, in because the job with the company was just up and coming. And within a few years, the monies multiplied. I mean, really multiplied. And they were saying on the job, even though it's gone to that, don't withdraw the money now, because it'll probably continue to increase. But I had another mindset. Holy Ghost told me, get it out. And I went down, steward to an investment corporate and so on and so forth, and sold the stock right away. Within a week, the stock went, and it never recovered. But I had mine. Mine was in the bank account. We used that. It was quite a bit of money, too. So you see, there are other laws that begin to govern us that are not natural law. And we want to take a look into these laws. Now, there's coming a generation. I believe it's the millennials. And there are Joshua's and Caleb's from the baby boomers. But there are millennials that will walk in an anointing. Now listen to me closely. That has never been known by mankind before. You know, that was at the first miracle that Jesus performed, that's written at the wedding of Cana. When Mary went to him, and said, "We have no wine." And he said, "Woman, what do I have to do with you?" And then he went on and he made water turn to wine. But what I want you to hear here is that the governor, when he tasted it, he said, usually they serve the best first and save the worst for last. But what they've done, they save the best for last. Tell somebody, God's reserved the best for last. There's coming a generation anointed that is anointed. I'm going to take it a little further. The anointing that they're going to walk in has never been known by mankind before, including the 12. Got quiet in this Presbyterian church, but it's true. It's the bride. See, here, radio waves and frequencies are propagated. You know, in the thermosphere, because of all the trouble in that, sometimes you have trouble hearing God or knowing which way to go because so much trouble. You know, you just got to move. Here, radio waves and frequencies have their origin, where now you can hear God clearly. As the writer said, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Go ye in it." There'll be no misunderstanding, no confusion about it. You'll know the way. Now, revelation and experiences are coming from heaven. Now, here's where I want to start to take you. These revelations and experiences have no earthly parallel. What does that mean? There's nothing on earth that you can point to. Like these other four spheres, we pointed to earthly things in the spirit dimensions. This one has no earthly parallel. What do we mean? Let's take a look. You tell somebody, we're coming in to the realm of possibilities and probabilities. In this realm, all things are possible. Not just in theory, but in reality. Come on, I can sense your faith level is there. That's why photo ionization, you got to capture the image and hold on to it. Amen. Earth is not going to try to pull you back down. The devil will try to lie to you. Amen. But you hold on to that photo. Hold on to that image in your mind. That dominant image is where you are headed. Give me John chapter 3, verse 12. Jesus said this to the disciples. He said, "If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, How shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? I trust, like Brother Willie trusted the brother to catch him, I trust that our faith has been tried to a point where now we are free in our mind. Amen. Much freer than you were 5-6 weeks ago to trust God. I believe some stuff has been burned out. Some things have been readjusted. You've been sorted out. And now you're free to trust God. But he said, if I have told you earthly things and you didn't believe, how can I tell you heavenly things? If I've told you natural things and you didn't get it, how can I tell you of things that have no natural parallel? Things that seem impossible. Things that haven't entered your mind. Amen? From this point forward, Jesus wants us to understand spiritual realities that have no natural picture. Let me say it again. From this point forward, Jesus wants you to understand some spiritual realities about yourself that have no natural picture. It's not pictured in your past. It's not pictured by comparing yourself to someone else. It has no natural parallel. Let me give you an example. We like to talk about harvest. Seed time and harvest, right? Anybody else? Seed time and harvest. How do we do? With seed time and harvest, first we plow the field, then we sow where the temperature rises. The last area of government God had to bring under his reign in Joseph's life was the area of his ambitions. His ego and his self-centeredness. Thank you, Brother Cunningham. Let me say it again. The last area of government that God, through the time that the word tried Joseph, his integrity as far as sexuality was intact. Wouldn't yield to Potiphar's wife. In the prison, intact. Wouldn't let any prisoners out. He was honest. Wouldn't yield to Potiphar's wife. The butler, I believe it was in the baker, please, when you leave here, tell Pharaoh, or the butler, I believe it was in the baker. God allowed him to remain 2 more years. That was the last area that the atmosphere had to burn out the dross.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.